California Rules of Professional Conduct, Chapter 1, Professional Integrity in General, Rule 1100, Rules of Professional Conduct in General, A, Purpose and Function. The following rules are intended to regulate professional conduct of members of the State Bar through discipline. They've been adopted by the Board of Governors of the State Bar of California and approved by the Supreme Court of California pursuant to Business and Professions Code Sections 6076 and 6077 to protect the public and to promote respect and confidence in the legal profession. These rules, together with any standards adopted by the Board of Governors pursuant to these rules, shall be binding upon all members of the State Bar. For a willful breach of any of these rules, the Board of Governors has the power to discipline members as provided by law. The prohibition of certain conduct in these rules is not exclusive. Members are also bound by applicable law, including the State Bar Act and opinions of California courts. Although not binding, opinions of ethics committees in California should be consulted by members for guidance on proper professional conduct. Ethics opinions and rules and standards promulgated by other jurisdictions and bar associations may also be considered. These rules are not intended to create new civil causes of action. Nothing in these rules shall be deemed to create, augment, diminish, or eliminate any substantive legal duty of lawyers or the non-disciplinary consequences of violating such a duty. B. Definitions. 1. Law firm means A. Two or more lawyers whose activities constitute the practice of law or who share its profits, expenses, and liabilities, or B. A law corporation which employs more than one lawyer, or C. A division, department, office, or group within a business entity which includes more than one lawyer who performs legal services for the business entity, or D. A publicly funded entity which employs more than one lawyer to perform legal services. 2. Member means a member of the State Bar of California. 3. Lawyer means a member of the State Bar of California or a person who is admitted in good standing of and eligible to practice before the bar of any United States court or the highest court of the District of Columbia or any state, territory, or insular possession of the United States, or is licensed to practice law in or is admitted in good standing and eligible to practice before the bar of the highest court of a foreign country or any political subdivision thereof. 4. Associate means an employee or fellow employee who is employed as a lawyer. 5. Shareholder means a shareholder in a professional corporation pursuant to Business and Professions Code Section 6160, et cetera. C. Purpose of discussions. Because it is a practical impossibility to convey in black letter form all of the nuances of these disciplinary rules, the comments contained in the discussions of the rules, while they do not add independent basis for imposing discipline, are intended to provide guidance for interpreting the rules and practice in compliance with them. D. Geographic scope of rules. 1. As to members. These rules shall govern the activities of members in and outside of this state, except as members lawfully practicing outside the state may be specifically required by a jurisdiction in which they are practicing to follow rules of professional conduct different from these rules. As to lawyers from other jurisdictions who are not members, these rules shall also govern the activities of lawyers while engaged in the performance of lawyer functions in this state, but nothing contained in these rules shall be deemed to authorize the performance of such functions by such persons in this state except as otherwise permitted by law. E. These rules may be cited and referred to as Rules of Professional Conduct of the State Bar of California. Discussion. The rules of professional conduct are intended to establish the standards for members for purposes of discipline. The fact that a member has engaged in conduct that may be contrary to these rules does not automatically give rise to a civil cause of action. These rules are not intended to supersede existing law relating to members in non-disciplinary contexts. A law firm is defined by subparagraph B1 is not intended to include an association of lawyers who do not share profits, expenses, and liabilities. The subparagraph is not intended to imply that the law firm may include a person who is not a member in violation of the law governing the unauthorized practice of law. Rule 1.110. disciplinary authority of the State Bar. A member shall comply with conditions attached to public or private reprovals or other discipline administered by the State Bar pursuant to Business and Professions Code Sections 6077 and 6078 and Rule 956, California Rules of Court. Rule 1.120, assisting, soliciting, or inducing violations. A member shall not knowingly assist in, solicit, or induce any violation of these rules or the State Bar Act. Rule 1.200, false statement regarding admission to the State Bar. A. A member shall not knowingly make a false statement regarding a material fact or knowingly fail to disclose a material fact in connection with an application for admission to the State Bar. B. A member shall not further an application for admission to the State Bar of a person whom the member knows to be unqualified in respect to character, education, or other relevant attributes. C. This rule shall not prevent a member from serving as counsel of record for an applicant for admission to practice in proceedings related to such admission. Rule 1.300, unauthorized practice of law. A. A member shall not aid any person or entity in the unauthorized practice of law. B. A member shall not practice law in a jurisdiction where to do so would be in violation of regulations of the profession in that jurisdiction. Rule 1.310, forming a partnership with a non-lawyer. A member shall not form a partnership with a person who is not a lawyer if any of the activities of that partnership consist of the practice of law. Rule 1.311. Employment of disbarred, suspended, resigned, or involuntarily inactive member. A. For purposes of this rule, 1. Employ means to engage the services of another, including employees, agents, independent contractors, and consultants, regardless of whether any compensation is paid. 2. Involuntarily inactive member means a member who is ineligible to practice law as a result of action taken pursuant to Business and Professions Code Section 6007, 6203C, or California Rule of Court 958D. And 3. Resigned member means a member who has resigned from the State Bar while disciplinary charges are pending. B. And a member shall not employ, associate professionally with, or aid a person the member knows or reasonably should know is a disbarred, suspended, resigned, or involuntarily inactive member to perform the following on behalf of the member's client. 1. Render legal consultation or advice to the client. 2. Appear on behalf of a client in any hearing or proceeding before any judicial officer, arbitrator, mediator, court, public agency, referee, magistrate, commissioner, or hearing officer. 3. Appear as a representative of the client at a deposition or other discovery matter. 4. Negotiate or transact any matter for or on behalf of the client with third parties. 5. Receive, disperse, or otherwise handle the client's funds. Or 6. Engage in activities which constitute the practice of law. C. A member may employ, associate professionally with, or aid a disbarred, suspended, resigned, or involuntarily inactive member to perform research, drafting, or clerical activities, including but not limited to 1. Legal work of a preparatory nature, such as legal research, the assemblage of data and other necessary information, drafting of pleadings, briefs, and other similar documents. 2. Direct communication with the client or third parties regarding matters such as scheduling, billing, updates, confirmation of receipt, or sending of correspondence and messages. Or 3. Accompanying an active member in attending a deposition or other discovery matter for the limited purpose of providing clerical assistance to the active member who will appear as the representative of the client. D. Prior to or at the time of employing a person the member knows or reasonably should know is a disbarred, suspended, resigned, or involuntarily inactive member, the member shall serve upon the State Bar written notice of the employment, including a full description of such person's current bar status. The written notice shall also list the activities prohibited in paragraph B and state that the disbarred, suspended, resigned, or involuntarily inactive member will not perform such activities. The member shall serve similar written notice upon each client on whose specific matter such person will work prior to or at the time of employing such person to work on the client's specific matter. The member shall obtain proof of service of the client's written notice and shall retain such proof and a true and correct copy of the client's written notice for 2 years following the termination of the member's employment with the client. E, a member may, without client or state bar notification, employ a disbarred, suspended, resigned, or involuntarily inactive member whose sole function is to perform office physical plant or equipment maintenance, courier or delivery services, catering, reception, typing or transcription, or other similar support activities. F, upon termination of the disbarred, suspended, resigned, or involuntarily inactive member, the member shall promptly serve upon the state bar written notice of the termination. Rule 1.320, financial arrangements with non-lawyers. A, neither a member nor a law firm shall directly or indirectly share legal fees with a person who is not a lawyer, except that 1, an agreement between a member and a law firm, partner, or associate may provide for the payment of money after the member's death to the member's estate or to one or more specified persons over a reasonable period of time, or 2, a member or law firm undertaking to complete unfinished legal business of a deceased member may pay to the estate of the deceased member or other person legally entitled thereto that proportion of the total compensation which fairly represents the services rendered by the deceased member. Or 3, a member or law firm may include non-member employees in a compensation, profit-sharing, or retirement plan, even though the plan is based in whole or in part on a profit-sharing arrangement, if such plan does not circumvent these rules or Business and Professions Code Section 6000, etc. Or 4, a member may pay a prescribed registration, referral, or participation fee to a lawyer referral service established, sponsored, or operated in accordance with the State Bar of California's minimum standards for a lawyer referral service in California. B, a member shall not compensate, give, or promise anything of value to any person or entity for the purpose of recommending or securing employment of the member or the member's law firm by a client, or as a reward for having made a recommendation resulting in employment of the member or the member's law firm by the client. A member's offering of or giving a gift or gratuity to any person or entity having made a recommendation resulting in the employment of the member or the member's law firm shall not of itself violate this rule, provided that the gift or gratuity was not offered or given in consideration of any promise, agreement, or understanding that such a gift or gratuity would be forthcoming or that referrals would be made or encouraged in the future. C, the member shall not compensate, give, or promise anything of value to any representative of the press, radio, television, or other communication medium in anticipation of or in return for publicity of the member, the law firm, or any other member as such in a news item. But the incidental provision of food or beverage shall not of itself violate this rule. Rule 1.400, advertising and solicitation. A, for purposes of this rule, communication means a message or offer made by or on behalf of a member concerning the availability for professional employment of a member or a law firm directed to any former, present, or prospective client, including but not limited to the following. 1, any use of the firm name, trade name, fictitious name, or other professional designation of such member or law firm, or 2, any stationery, letterhead, business card, sign, brochure, or other comparable written material describing such member, law firm, or lawyers, or 3, any advertisement, regardless of medium, of such member or law firm directed to the general public or any substantial portion thereof, or 4, any unsolicited correspondence from a member or law firm directed to any person or entity. B, for purposes of this rule, a solicitation means any communication, 1, concerning the availability for professional employment of a member of a law firm in which a significant motive is pecuniary gain, and 2, which is A, delivered in person or by telephone, or B, directed by any means to a person known to the sender to be represented by counsel in a matter which is the subject of the communication. C. A solicitation shall not be made by or on behalf of a member or law firm to a prospective client with whom the member or law firm has no family or prior professional relationship, unless the solicitation is protected from abridgment by the Constitution of the United States or by the Constitution of the State of California. A solicitation to a former or present client in the discharge of a member's or a law firm's professional duties is not prohibited. A communication or a solicitation as defined herein shall not, 1, contain any untrue statement, or 2, contain any matter or present any or arrange any matter in a manner or format which is false, deceptive, or which tends to confuse, deceive, or mislead the public, or 3, omit to state any fact necessary to make the statements made in the light of the circumstances under which they are made, not misleading to the public, or 4, fail to indicate clearly, expressly, or by context that it is a communication or solicitation, as the case may be, or 5, be transmitted in any manner which involves intrusion, coercion, duress, compulsion, intimidation, threats, or vexatious or harassing conduct. 6, state that a member is a certified specialist unless the member holds a current certificate as a specialist issued by the Board of Legal Specialization or any other entity accredited by the State Bar to designate specialists pursuant to standards adopted by the Board of Governors, and states the complete name of the entity which granted certification. E, the Board of Governors of the State Bar shall formulate and adopt standards as to communications which will be presumed to violate this Rule 1400. The standards shall only be used as presumptions affecting the burden of proof in disciplinary proceedings involving alleged violations of these rules. Presumption affecting the burden of proof means that presumption defined in Evidence Code Section 605 and 606. Such standards formulated and adopted by the Board as from time to time amended shall be effective and binding on all members. F. A member shall retain for 2 years a true and correct copy or recording of any communication made by written or electronic media. Upon written request, the member shall make any such copy or recording available to the State Bar, and if requested, shall provide to the State Bar evidence to support any factual or objective claim contained in the communication. Rule 1500. Agreements restricting a member's practice. A. A member shall not be a party to or participate in offering or making an agreement, whether in connection with the settlement of a lawsuit or otherwise, if the agreement restricts the right of a member to practice law, except that this rule shall not prohibit such an agreement which, 1, is part of an employment, shareholders, or partnership agreement among members, provided the restrictive agreement does not survive the termination of the employment, shareholder, or partnership relationship, or 2, requires payments to a member upon the member's retirement from the practice of law, or 3, is authorized by Business and Professions Code Section 6092.5 Subdivision I, or 6093. B. A member shall not be a party to or participate in offering or making an agreement which precludes the reporting of a violation of these rules. Rule 1600, Legal Service Programs. A. A member shall not participate in a non-governmental program, activity, or organization furnishing, recommending, or paying for legal services which allows any third person or organization to interfere with the member's independence of professional judgment or with the client-lawyer relationship, or allows unlicensed persons to practice law, or allows any third person or organization to receive, directly or indirectly, any part of the consideration paid to the member, except as permitted by these rules, or otherwise violates the State Bar Act or these rules. B. The Board of Governors of the State Bar shall formulate and adopt minimum standards for lawyer referral services, which, as from time to time amended, shall be binding on all members. Rule 1700, Member as a Candidate for Judicial Office. A. A member who is a candidate for judicial office in California shall comply with Canon 5 of the Code of Judicial Ethics. B. For purposes of this rule, candidate for judicial office means a member seeking judicial office by election. The determination of when a member is a candidate for judicial office is defined in the terminology section of the California Code of Judicial Ethics. a member's duty to comply with paragraph A shall end when the member announces withdrawal of the member's candidacy or when the results of the election are final, whichever occurs first. Rule 1.7.10, member as temporary judge, referee, or court-appointed arbitrator. A member who is serving as a temporary judge, referee, or court-appointed arbitrator and is subject under the Code of Judicial Ethics to Canon 6D shall comply with the terms of that canon.